This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Wells Fargo is cutting 80 jobs at its Denver office building. The banking giant is shutting down its internal audit business at the cash register building, a well-known feature of the Denver skyline. A lot of companies are getting rid of office space because more work can be done remotely. Roughly a quarter of the office space in Denver is sitting empty. Today, three young explorers who found bones from a young T-Rex are at the Denver Museum, where the bones will go on display. 12-year-old Jessen Fisher, his 9-year-old brother Liam, and their 11-year-old cousin Caden Madsen made the extremely rare discovery on a hike with their dad 2 years ago in North Dakota.
We all thought it was going to be pretty fun until we found, like, the bones.
Then it started getting exciting.
Yeah, that got, like, very exciting.
The exhibit will be at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. It's called Discovering Teen Rex, and it includes a short documentary about the kids' find. CDOT has completed the first major wildlife crossing on the Interstate 70 corridor. The $10 million underpass near Lookout Mountain will help deer and other critters cross the highway safely and will help prevent crashes. More than 5,000 wildlife vehicle collisions are reported to law enforcement every year in Colorado. Scattered strong severe storms are still possible for parts of Colorado this afternoon, with increased risk near the Four Corners region. Areas of the western slope, including Durango, Montrose, Grand Junction, Meeker, and Craig, are all under a severe thunderstorm watch, with Silt, Fruta, Palisade, and Rifle also included in a flood watch for excessive runoff. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.